The autumn wind is a pirate.
Welcome, Raider Nation, to the Raider Nation podcast. I'm your host, Raider Greg. Yes, season is over, but it is time to make some decisions, and it looks like the choices have been narrowed down, and we are in a wonderful, beautiful spot. I am so pumped. We'll talk about that and more here on show 681. Right, Raider Nation, on today's show, we will have... Who is this Kubiak guy? Yeah, we know who he is, and I'm sure the Raider Nation, as we are, have researched him deeply, and I have. And I am even more excited than I was before I knew all this extraneous information, which is, you know, a lot of questions have been said by the media. We'll hit in that for sure. Because I'm kind of sick of it already, but we got to get used to it because it's coming. And of course, there's a controversy. Always a controversy with the Raiders, especially when people are actually talking about us. It's been a while, I know. I know it's hard for others to believe this, but Radio Row is buzzing about the Raiders' opportunities. And there's a lot of buffoonery going on out there, so we'll hit on that. For sure, Radio Row experiences that I've heard. A little bit about building a bully. We've heard that before, but I truly believe that it's going to happen this season. And we'll talk about that too, drafting the right players. And then we'll hit the bone line. That should wrap it up for this show. You guys, we only have, I think, 6 callers, which is normal for the offseason. But I'm sure that this season is going to be very special. Now, we haven't signed our guy, but we're going to sign our guy. And I really have a positive feeling about that, too. Other people are doubting it. Oh, my gosh. So let's get into this show right now. Our new coach as of Monday post-Super Bowl, Clint Kubiak, son of Gary Kubiak, who took the Denver Broncos to the Super Bowl 50-1 with Peyton Manning. But Gary Kubiak was a quarterback under Shanahan. And Gary Kubiak learned Shanahan's system, which his son and the 49ers is using this very day. And I believe this is what is so special about Clint. I think he has a great relationship with his brother, which also plays on the 49ers. Not play, but he's a coach there. And he has a great relationship with his father, who has twisted and tweaked the Shanahan offense to actually make it work for the Seattle Sea Chickens. Now, we've been here before. We've talked about the Harbaughs and the coaches we should get, the ones we want, we just miss by one or two and then end up with, you know, guys that we don't really want and guys that we know are questionable. And we try to give every one of these guys an opportunity to be a Raider, literally, to mold the team and make it happen. And it hasn't happened. I must say this, though. I got to give credit to Mark Davis for putting the money out, making the observation that he's made a mistake, and then not being afraid to get out there and do it again. Other owners like the Browns or the Bengals even, they get a good quarterback and that's it. They nickel and dime everyone else to death.
And of course, you know, it helps to have the right coach and hook the coach up with the quarterback for sure. And Clint Kubiak and what he's dialing up for Seattle,
yeah,
he's going to be the next coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, Charles Woodson. Do you like that
idea? Yeah, I mean, that's It looks like that's what's in the cards. I don't know if it's...
Well, John Schneider basically said on NFL Network it's happening.
Did he really?
Yeah, he said he's signed. He's basically doing this. Yeah.
I must have been asleep. I didn't hear that.
All good. But, that's why you're here.
That's why I'm here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, you know, I go back to last week's game and the touchdown pass that Jackson Smith caught where he came out of the backfield.
Yes.
You know, ran the corner route. And it's just a perfect play for the defense that they were going to see. I'm going to look at the other touchdown pass to, I believe it was Bobo.
Yes, it was Bobo. Yes, indeed.
Where, you know, that just understanding what you're going to get in certain situations, knowing that they're going to spend a lot of time looking at JSN, and then everybody rotates, and then that guy out there is on that island, mm-hmm. and it's a deeper route, and you got all that room to the inside. He could have put that ball anywhere on the inside because it's going to be wide open. So, you know, having a guy like that can, you know, call the plays and dial it up, you know, the way he can do it. And if he's the guy in Las Vegas, they got weapons. You know, Brock Bowers is, you know, in terms of tight ends, he's at the top of the game. Genty with no blocking, he still rushed for 1,000 yards.
Right.
You know, so there's some pieces there, you know, that he could work with. Of course, they got to, you know, hit some home runs in the draft as well. But, yeah, I like Kubiak as a guy.
Yeah,
I
think he's going to be. And the first call I'd make, if I were him, would be Max Crosby, right? To see if everything's going
100%.
Right?
Yeah,
100%. Apparently he was really pissed about being sat at the end of the year, Charles.
Look, you know, Max is, you know, he's one of those guys. He's a competitor to the highest degree.
Right.
And he wants to go out there and play and be with his teammates. But I respect the fact that the team – He's really your one guy.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think he ended up having a minor procedure after the season. So there were some things there. So protect that guy at all costs. But I'm with you. I would call Max immediately and just tell him, hey Max, I'm coming to bring, you know, help bring this thing back around, man. Mm-hmm. And you know, you're going to be a major part of that.
Now, this is what's great about this situation as well, is we have a quarterback in Mendoza, which I fully expect that we're going to pick. He's got plenty of experience in college, and he's got a great mentor and a great coach. This combination usually does a pretty good job in the league. So far, we've seen some great successes with this combination. I truly believe the Kubiak offense will fit Mendoza like a glove, like a silver and black glove, that is. And I just think that once this thing starts rolling, it's going to be crazy for the Raider Nation. And that I'll go into that a little bit later. But Kubiak, you know, there's a lot of talk. Finally, you don't hear any talk about the Raiders for years. Losers, you know, all that kind of stuff. The feel bad for you guys. Now we're starting to get some hate. And I think it's a little refreshing for me. I love it. Other people from other teams are saying how Mendoza's not the guy. Reporters are saying, oh, you know, we don't go to the Raiders because they'll spoil him or they'll ruin him. You know, we all have that fear, but I don't have that fear. I don't think we all have that fear. I think some of the outsiders might. I have no fear. I see the plan coming to fruition, and it's refreshing for me because I haven't seen a good plan in a very long time. Decades, really. So we have to build our team, but it's so fresh already. You know, we got a running back. We have a pretty good offensive line. We got some players. It's not all trash.
Paul Gutierrez joins us. How tall of a task is it going to be to rebuild the offensive line? Who do you think should stay? Who can move to a swing player? Can Spytek go out and get two new starters on the O-line?
I think you have to.
Yeah.
You have to. And unless you think that JPJ is your starting center, you got to go out there and get an established starting center.
Right.
You got to get a plug-and-play tackle. Again, in my role with the Raiders, I'm not necessarily advocating or speaking for the team, mm-hmm. but with Colton Miller's injury issues the past couple years,
big.
I wonder if it makes sense to kind of, hey, what do you think about going to the right side and then getting a plug-and-play left tackle? Again, just thinking out loud, not saying this is what they should do or anything, but that would you know, you could say, well, that's just creating more holes and more problems going forward. But I think you nailed it on the head. You need to get at least two starting caliber offensive linemen in free agency and go. And with close to $100 million in cap space, that should be the very first thing you should do. Talked to Donovan McNabb earlier. He said the same. He actually advocated trading the number one pick because they have so many other holes to fill. So I guess the kickback to that is, what if you use that free agent money to actually attract free agents that want to be there, be part of the rebuild, and be part of this exciting time for the Raiders?
Will, do you believe now that Pete Carroll's gone and his sons are gone, especially his offensive line coach son, that we're ever going to find out the real story on JPJ?
There's some stuff there. And JPJ, yeah. And if anybody wants to tell that story, it's going to be JPJ.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, there was the ESPN story. I've heard other rumblings and rumors. And again, it's that privileged information,
sure.
Right, that you can't really do a lot of things with. I just want to see what a prime and healthy and ready-to-go JPJ can do on the offensive line. Because, again, he was the best center in college. Doesn't mean he's going to be the best center in the NFL. But that's a piece that you look at and you kind of build from the inside going out.
Last one. Walk our listeners through the timeline now when we get back on Monday and what could possibly happen with the schedule, the Senior Bowl, as we know that what's going on, what's going to happen with some off-season, some OTAs, and some big decisions coming up.
Yeah, so next week there'll be a press conference of some sort, introducing a new head coach, whoever that person may be officially. So that's the first order of business, and then they're going to be bringing people in to fill that staff up and to see exactly what that looks like. Defensive coordinator, I mean, does Robbie Leonard get a look to be a potential defensive coordinator? Because he's got the familiarity with the guys on that side of the ball already, with Patrick Graham going to Pittsburgh. So he's got to fill out his staff. After that, then I think from John Spytek's point of view and Tom Brady, you're looking at the roster and you're looking for holes. You're looking, where can I spend this $100 million? Because I do remember this is one of Reggie McKenzie's funniest quotes was when he had all that cap space after the teardown and the rebuild, he said, just because I have a credit card doesn't mean I'm going to shop at Macy's. Well, these guys need to go somewhere high-end to get fixed that offensive line. Yeah, and then right after that, obviously, here comes the combine. You see there, Fernando Mendoza will be there. And then you start weighing. Does it make more sense to get the quarterback? And I'll agree with Donovan McNabb here. If you're not going to address all the other holes, it doesn't make sense to take a quarterback at number one. But if you address everything else, okay, then you start building together, and it's everybody on the same page. And that's something that I think was missing the past couple years.
Every year from Radio Row, I talk to the MVP of Super Bowl 18, our good friend Marcus Allen joins us. And Marcus, we just had Tim Brown on, and he mentioned after Mendoza won the Heisman Trophy, he was texting him every week since. All accounts look like he's going to come here. Another Heisman Trophy winner joining the Raiders family, potentially. You got to be excited about that.
Well, I think he's an outstanding player, but we need to build the line of scrimmage.
Yes.
That, to me, that's what's really important, the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. It doesn't really matter who you have a quarterback. You can have a very talented guy back there, and it can be Joe Montana. But if he can't, you know, if he's under siege all the time, it makes life difficult. So we need to build teams from the inside out. You know, if I was a GM, that's what I would always do. Certainly start at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball.
And Marcus, I can sense from you and talking to you before this interview, you really believe that's a super priority with this team, to get the guys in front of the quarterback and especially the running back, who you're getting along great with Ashton Jeanty. You watched Ashton last year. He was getting hammered, tattooed behind the line of scrimmage the majority of the time, and still had a pretty productive year when it came to all-purpose yards. Imagine what it would have looked like if he had a great offensive line.
Yeah, well, the running back can be your best friend if given time to do what he's capable of doing. My hat's off to him. Nothing is more discouraging for a running back than to get constant penetration, getting hit behind the line of scrimmage, even before you get started. And if you look at a lot of the games, that was the majority of the time, it appeared. Obviously, he did have some good games. He was able to show you glimpses of what he could do if giving even more room. I think if you look at the two teams that are playing in the Super Bowl, they're good at the line of scrimmage. Sam Darnold has time to throw, and they run the ball well. The same with the Patriots.
Marcus Allen is our guest. Marcus, you also were a great fullback. The Raiders have gotten away from the fullback position. Do you think they need to bring it back after they secure the offensive line? That takes one less receiver out of the play here. But, man, the Raiders haven't had a fullback for a while, and it sure looks like Ashton Jeanty can use that.
Oh, yeah. I've always liked a fullback in the backfield. It's almost like it's a Me Too league. You know, if one team does it, the rest of the teams will follow. So now there's a single back emphasis and, getting either two tight ends in the game or a third wide receiver seems to be what is in vogue right now. But I think every team should have its own identity. I don't think you should copy other teams. You should do what fits your personnel. I'm all for having my own identity and not being like everybody else. So, but I think you should have single back. I think you should have a fullback as well. I think you should be able to have multiple packages, multiple different looks. You have to be dominant at the line of scrimmage and particularly up the middle, because quarterbacks really don't get spooked on the edge. They get spooked when there's, guys in their face. And so you have to be really strong at the center and the two guard positions. Obviously, if you have some at least decent tackles, they can push guys to the outside, and the quarterback can always step up in the pocket. But you can't have guys in your face, and because you can never step up. You're, always throwing on your back foot, and after a while, if you continue to get hit, you're just looking to get the ball out of your hand. And I think that was sort of evident last year.
The whole concept of the Raiders being terrible played out last season. Our best players were struggling, but not anymore. This new playbook is going to be amazing. You're going to see some great plays, unexpected plays, because we're used to calling the plays before they even happen. For sure. And this phenomena is going to end now, this offseason. Now, some people are saying Kubiak's not going to come, wait till this ink is dry. I understand all that too, because, we're Raider fans. We get what can happen. But I'm giddy, man. I'm giddy because Radio Row for the Super Bowl is buzzing about the Raiders. And about the potential, and about things that we haven't seen in a long time. We got a long way. We got a team to build. We got a coaching staff to find. It looks like they've opened every drawer and picked through every glass in the kitchen to find coaches for the 10 openings. That's 10 coaches, 10 offensive play callers, 10 defensive play callers. A lot of guys kept their staff. We might have to keep some of our staff until we get things rolling. But, I just think this Kubiak guy is pretty sharp. The other thing I hear from the media, the other guys that are going to be really harsh on us now, folks, I just wanted to know, get ready, because it's going to be refreshing. I love it already. They're doubting us already. We haven't even got out of the block. But it's cool. I'm ready. I'm happy. I told my wife I'm pumped because we're going to get the hatred we deserve because we are going to start to win. And we're going to start beating teams down. Now, they're going to make a beast. We said build a beast. Yeah, we're going to build a beast here. First of all, this draft is packed full of edge rushers and defensive linemen. Big boys, nasty boys, mean boys. We got some offensive linemen in there, too. I'm sure there's some good ones. We're going to have to find them. But I surely think that this whole general manager, Spytek, he's giddy. He knows he's got an opportunity here to build a beast. And I think that's really good. It's time for Patrick Graham to leave. Bye, Graham. It's time for us to get some fresh defensive eyes here in Las Vegas and really look at this team. We've got great pieces on the defense, too. Trust me. They were hidden in the abysmal season of last year. You watch and see, man. We're going to have some really great games from the players we still have now. Now, going into that, too, you know, last year was a lot of one-year short contracts. We got $100 million of cap space, probably more, but at least $100. That buys a lot of players. Mendoza's not going to cost a penny for at least four seasons. But the future looks really bright for the Raiders. And it's not just us talking about it. Everybody has their ears up for the silver and black. We are going places. And with Kubiak and his dad and this playbook, it's going to happen very quickly. Now, we might have to get a fullback because his team, his plans have a fullback, every one of them. So we might have to find one or make one either way because they're a rare commodity these days. I don't think they'll be rare for long once people see our offense. Anyways, I'm excited. I'm pumped up. I can't wait to see the season, how it rolls. Kubiak is an excellent addition. And for all those people who say that Kubiak's not a Raider. Now, I've heard this too, and I'm like, who are you to say he's not a Raider? These are people who aren't Raider fans saying he's not really a Raider. He doesn't have an edginess to him. He doesn't have a, let me tell you, man. There's a little bit of Raider in everyone, and I do mean that for sure. And there's Raider in this guy for sure. And when he comes to the podium for us and you start to listen to him, you'll see it come out even more and more, especially when he starts to realize who the fan base is and understand that concept. It's over for him. He's silver and black for life, period. End of story. I think we got a good thing here, Raider Nation. And I have not been this excited in a very long time. Trust me, you guys know how cynical I can be. And I am not, at this point, feeling pretty good about where we are. But it's funny to me. Again, I'll just go over it again. All these talking heads talking about, oh, Mendoza, you don't want to take him. Oh, no, leave him to the Jets. What, so the Jets can ruin him? Give me a break. Listen, we have the time. We have the man. And now we're going to have the quarterback. And it's going to be a refreshing change. I'm telling you right now. Randy and I are already talking about going to away games and seeing our team play. Now, that's confidence. That is for sure. So, Kubiak is the man. Do some research on his dad. His dad is a straight shooter, a brilliant coach who took the Broncos from nothing to something to Super Bowl 50. And they used to beat the living daylights out of us. I can't wait to turn this worm. And Sean Payton and the Broncos are punks. Here we come, baby. The worm is stirred. You've been beating us down too long. This goes for all of them. I'm going on a rant. Chargers, Chiefs, and the Hoes are all going to have a real wake-up call in the next few years. They are thinking it's going to be the same old Raiders. Oh, no, 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 my friend. It's going to be a different thing. And Sean Payton is a punk. You know, all the stuff he said about his quarterback. I mean, how rude can you be? I can't stand him. I couldn't stand him. And now I really can't stand him. So there you go on that. And that's all I have to say about that. Do you feel a draft? I sure feel a gosh dog draft for sure. The Raiders have the first pick in this draft, and we all know, at least I'm almost positive, it would be a real shame not to take the Heisman-Doza right off the board, number one. The kid fits. He'll be a great Raider. He'll be a legend if we allow him and the coach to have some time to build this beast, and I think we will, because we'll see the results pretty quickly. Now, this draft, like I said, has a lot of edge rushers, good ones. So I know we're going to do a little bit for our defense. I know we do, and I know we're going to do a lot for our offense. We need big, nasty players. I cannot emphasize nasty more than I am, because those mean big guys are the ones you want on your team. They're the ones you want on there to really force the issue on either side of the ball. And I believe there's some guys out there we're going to get as free agents as well. We're a little ways away from the draft. You know, it's coming up. But as we get closer, we're going to look at this offensive group and see what we got going on. The free agency, too. There's some guys out there we got to pick up. We got to watch out for that injury bug. But we got money to spend. But we do also have players. Trey Tucker. I mean, we have that other 6'5", the guy that runs a 4.3 40, can't catch a ball, not yet. We got to get these guys right. We're going to get them right. And to get them right, you know, we need a staff. And I know the head coach is one thing and the scheme is something else. I know that Kubiak's going to bring in some guys. Not only is he going to be able to bring in some guys, just look at our team and the possibilities of being here long term. That's what assistants look for. They don't just look at, well, you know, I could be at that team for a year. They got to move their kids, their wife. I mean, it's a big deal. So assistants that see a guy like Kubiak and go, hey, this guy's going to be here for a long time. He wants my skills. I'm going to bring it, because if I get in there and we start to do well, I'll have a job for years to come. And even that, maybe progression, maybe get promoted, maybe, you know, get other positions and make more money. That's what it's about. And so I really have no doubt that our coach will be able to bring in good coaches because of the attractiveness of the possibility. And we have not been able to do that for so long, so long. Nobody wants, you know, to be here for a year and be out. And I think that's going to prove itself in the first season. Now, we might not have all the coaches we want now, but I'm telling you, in 2 years, we will. You know, he's not going to waste any time on guys that aren't taking it seriously and making a difference. Because coaching is everything in this league. Skill players, yeah, you got to have all that stuff, but coaching, you know, especially now in this offensive NFL, it's a necessity. You got to have a great coach and great assistants to teach the players how to do it.
With the MVP of Super Bowl XI, the Hall of Famer, Fred Biletnikoff joins us. So, Fred, the Raiders can't make it official till Monday with Clint Kubiak. He looks to be, through sources, to be the new coach. You're excited. You're an offensive guy to go out and get a young offensive play caller with Brock Bowers, Ashton Jeanty. The Raiders have the first pick in the draft. They're probably going to get a quarterback here. So your thoughts overall on another coaching change and how this could maybe turn it around?
Players now want to see guys that are coaching that they can relate to. And that's what I really believe the Raiders are going to be able to get if you work out hiring him. And I think he's going to be a big addition. I think we're going to have a lot to look forward to. And all these kids got to do is you're getting a great coach. That's what I believe. You're going to get a great coach, and now you got to be great players.
So, Fred, as we talked about last year, the struggle with the Raiders running the ball, Bowers got hurt early. Pete Carroll was not retained. Overall, a lot of the football was a little bit rough to watch. What I wanted to talk about with you is how quickly a turnaround can happen here, because the Patriots won 4 games last year, Freddie, 4. Raiders beat them opening day, and then they're in the Super Bowl winning all of these games here. So for overall, how optimistic are you with the right coach, the quarterback possibly going number one, that they can turn this thing around pretty quickly?
Well, I believe you can. You know, you're looking at a team that's gotten a year older. The younger guys are a year older, more experienced. But I really believe this, that if you get Kubiak, I believe that you're going to get somebody that teaches. And that's one thing that all my career, all my years coaching, if you can teach, these players come around quick. And I really think that, no, not think, I know, watching, I want to see players improving every year, or from the beginning of the year toward the middle of the year and the end of the year. And that's what we need to see, improving. Then, you know, they're getting, you know, I don't want to call it good coaching, good teaching, you know. And we got to have people that can teach and get these players taught the right way, because you see way too many mistakes. We didn't see any of the kids growing, which they should have. And guys that have been there for at least 1 year or two more years. And, you know, with Max and Brock, you know, that they're a whole different story, because they're in a different elite group. And I truly believe that. I believe that you're going to get some coaches that can teach. And that's what I'm excited about, because we have a lot of outstanding players that all they need to do is be taught. That's all they need to have available to them, is being taught the right way.
You know, the other thing about the coach, Kubiak, he has the same temperament as Mendoza's coach at Indiana. And I think that will be an easy transition from this quarterback to this new coach. I think that's going to be seamless, which is a beautiful thing already. I mean, I'm just pumped. I'm excited. I got to get this show out because I am so excited. We got a lot of things that are going good for us, Raider Nation. And I just want to say that for sure. And right now, popped into my head, just a moment of silence for Nebraska Raider, man. I'm going to miss Brandon. He was a good dude. All right. And speaking of Brandon, all the people that have been waiting for our team to turn around, all the guys that have been thinking, oh, are we ever going to taste the playoffs again? Yes. You should be excited. It's so funny. So we have a lot of things going on right now, because we have a team, we have a coach, we have a quarterback. So it's been years since we really had to look at this stuff and see, well, gosh, this could make a big difference in our team for sure. Because March 11th at 4 p.m., free agency starts and the frenzy is on. And for us, we got to be all over that for sure, because those free agents go quick. Not the injured ones, not the old ones, the quality players I know we can get. And this will be up to our coach and our general manager. Let's just take a look and see who we have that we can pick up. Brandon Smith, right tackle. He's a young guy, pretty young still, from the Colts. It depends on whether they'll want to come to us, but I think we'll have some guys that are going to want to come. Jonah Williams, right tackle, Arizona. He wants to get out of there, I'm sure. And he's a young man. There's several linemen that are not too old that can still come over. Connor McGovern from the Bills. Trey Pinkins from the Chargers. Jermaine Illuminor. There's a lot of guys. We just have to find our guy. And Spytek and his crew are on the job looking for offensive linemen and defensive linemen to fill the holes. But we don't want to spend too much money. So hopefully they'll be juggling all that. But we have the money to spend, man. Now's the time to make our offensive line brutal. We got to pick up another running back. We need a bruiser.
First and 10, Raiders I formation. Now Crockett slides right ahead of Jordan. And the inside handoff to Crockett. Big hole, 45. Midfield to Denver. Drops his head and runs right through John Lynch for five more yards. The sledgehammer's back.
We need a guy that can not do the finesse stuff, because we got that guy last year. Genty's that guy. So we need a complimentary running back and a fullback. So there's places and people that we need. It's coming up. I mean, free agency, next thing you know, we're going to have the combine, then the draft will be right after that. I'm sure we're looking at a lot of players. There's a lot of big, ugly boys in there. This draft's got some big boys. We should do well in our quest for a championship. Get excited, Raider Nation. I am so freaking excited. I can hardly stand it. Matter of fact, I can't stand it. Let's get to the bone line right now, because we got to get ready, because we got shows coming up. I'm going to be covering all the stuff that I haven't been covering lately, because there was no reason to. Now there is. So let's get to the bone line.
Okay, Raider fans, here we go. The bone line.
7755 Raider. 7755 Raider.
Throw the nation a bone, throw me a bone, get on there and throw your bones. If you don't like your first recording, do it 2, 3, 5 times. I don't care. We'll pick out the best one. Don't be shy. How could you be shy? You're a Raider fan. No, we're all loud and proud. Get on the bone line, because we got some guys shouting out right here. We got some great takes. And here they are, from the nation to your station.
All right, appropriately enough, our first caller of the show is my very good brother, Raider Steve in Vegas. Love this fan. What do you got for us, my good Vegas brother?
Hey, Raider Greg, Raider Steve in Vegas. I can't believe that we didn't screw it up and we actually got the number one pick in the draft. Now, I wasn't, like, too sure about Mendoza because, you know, there's all this, like you said in the podcast, all this negativity start coming out by him. But he just smoked Oregon, and every throw that kid made was on point. He could run a little bit. I heard somebody compare him to Peyton Manning, and you know what? It does kind of remind me of Peyton Manning. Like, let's not overthink this. Take the kid. Like, he's legit. He's big, 6'5", 225, man. Like, let's not screw this up. Now, I was talking with my brother last night, and we're watching Fernando Mendoza highlights. And the sad thing is, my entire family is, like, convinced. They're still not, like, we have the number one pick, but they're not convinced that we're not going to screw this up. Like, we could totally screw this up. I could easily see the Raiders drafting a defensive player or some crap like that, or trading back. Like, I know, you might get, like, 3 first-round picks or whatever. Please don't. I'm so tired of this. Like, I will enjoy watching next season, even if we suck, if we have a quarterback that gives me hope, right? And this kid's got it, man. He's like a pocket passer who can move just enough. Like, I'm totally fine with it. That's all I want. But I could totally see them screwing it up. And I just, like, if they do, man, I don't know. I mean, I'm never going to not be a fan, but, like, I just, dude, I'm so checked out. This is the best thing that's happened to the Raiders in years, and I hope they don't screw it up. And I really want Kubiak. Kubiak is, like, my number one choice. Like, we're totally in line with that, man. Like, get that guy in here. Sign him for 10. Like, I want him for, like, the rest of his career. I want to see the Raiders go to, like, 3 or 4 Super Bowls. And I think that's what we need. Kubiak and this quarterback, man. And that's all I want. Like, I think they can change it quick. Like, I don't think our offensive line sucks. I think Brandon Carroll sucks. Like, there's talent there. It can be fixed. In 1 year, they can be much better, you know. Put some extra guys in there, but they don't suck that bad. Like, Brandon Carroll's an idiot. And, God, man, like, please don't screw this up, Raiders. Please don't screw this up. You got it all in the palm of your hand right now. So, I don't know. I'm finally excited about something. I get to listen to Raider Radio every day now. And, you know, conspiracy hypothesis. I don't want to hear anything out of that Moore kid. He looked like crap in that game. He needs to go back for a year. So it's Mendoza or bust, man. I'm out.
You know, I'm sure that's a universal thought because we've been jacking up for so long, so many years. We're like, we got to go for this guy. We go for another year. We got to do this. We're going somewhere else. It's just, you're in the same position as all of us. We're all hoping that the Raiders aren't foolish enough to trade away the best quarterback that we've seen out there for a long time. Heisman Trophy winner, got the right intangibles, everything's going. And with Kubiak, dude, I just hope they don't screw it up. My wife says it every time I mention Mendoza. I hope they don't screw it up. I know. It's the general consensus of the fan base that we all hope that they don't screw it up. Seems to me, though, the vibe I'm getting is pretty positive like you. I'm very excited, bro. I think our future is certainly bright, and we're going to see some great games. We're going to have some great experiences. About damn time that this football team pays off. Cha-ching. And you know what I mean by that. Good to hear you, brother. Thanks for the call. And we're all feeling that way. And our next caller, Raider Jesse James, right out of Dallas, Texas. I really like this call a lot because it really says a lot about all of us. What's up, brother?
Raider Nation, Jesse James out of Dallas. First and foremost, my tone is not up as it should be. We lost a brother, with the Nebraska Raider. Raider in peace, Brandon. I connected with his mom that evening. She gave us the news. She, didn't know who I was. She saw me respond on the group text and, gave me a call and kind of ran me down into what took place and whatnot, which is not important. The thing is we lost a good one, man, and way too young, way, way too young. To your point, Raider Nation, Raider Greg, sorry, your last podcast, you said it perfectly, brother. You know what? We're in the midst of what are we going to do tomorrow? What's tomorrow looking like? And, you know, we just get caught up with that, and we don't realize that, you know, you're right. We can be going north, and then all of a sudden, shit, we're going southeast. We're going northwest, and, you know, it's a bummer, man. It hurts me. It breaks my heart. For that, like I said, Raider in peace, my condolences, and hopefully they find peace within their heart with time. But yes, we will miss you, Nebraska Raider. Other than that, Raider Greg, you got me sold, man. You got me sold on Clint. The more I look into this coach, the more I think that he is the right mindset for Mendoza. And yes, we better freaking get Mendoza. We do need a young head coach that can develop. And I mentioned McCarthy in my last call and all that. But now that I think about it, you know, this is the whole point of the podcast, is to come together, kind of brainstorm. And it just makes sense. Bring somebody young, offensive minded that can develop him. He's going to be a number one prospect. He's going to be a number one focus, as he should be, and build around him. And I agree with you 100%. Hopefully we land him, if not some very genius young coach that we need for the long term. Other than that, Raider Nation, stay together, stay up. And Raider Jesse James, I'll talk to you guys in the next podcast. I'm out.
It is truly a bummer to know that someone that, you know, we have been used to hearing and laughing with and, you know, actually seeing and experiencing as a fellow fan is gone. Boom. How fast. So football is a great distraction, is what I call it. With everything that's going on in our country, all the craziness, the insanity that is, I'll tell you, it's a good thing there's football. Because sometimes, man, you just got to take a step in a different direction and look somewhere else for a minute to get your mind off of what's going on around here, for sure. But, bro, we got Kubiak. He's coming. and we're going to take Mendoza. And then, dude, I'm going to hear you every week. We're going to be talking about victories and great plays and great passes and running games. And it's going to be exciting, man. It's about doggone time. And I know you've been waiting like the rest of us. So let us just hope the Raiders don't muck it up. Thanks for the call, my brother. You got a great heart. And our next caller, the Raider disciple, man. This guy is hardcore. I love him. But he's got a different message today. What do you got for us, brother?
Good morning, Raider Nation. This is the Raider Disciple. I'm on Monday, the 12th of January, and I'm calling in this morning with a little heavy heart. Greg, I listened to your last show, and the Nebraska Raider wasn't doing too well. So I saw a post this weekend that he left us, and I'd like to extend my condolences to the family and his friends and the rest of the Raider Nation. Never met the guy, never seen the guy. Feels like I've known him. But I'm really sorry that happened, and everybody take care. This disciple, out.
Yeah. Crazy how things change so fast. We appreciate that, man. We know the Raider Nation's got a great heart. I will tell you, when people tell me they were afraid to go to the Coliseum, I just have to laugh. I do. Because you guys know exactly what I'm thinking about that. Appreciate the call always, brother. Always good. And next, out of Calmel County, I hope I'm saying that right, Texas, Raider Damien. Now, this is a brother I remember at the Coliseum. I mean, a longtime fan. And we haven't heard from him for a while, but this call, again, just shows you guys, man, what the nation's really all about. What's up, brother?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, it's Raider Damien out of Comal County, Texas. Been taking a little bit of time off from the podcast. You know, I had an offline with Randy about that, but I'll get more into that maybe on another call. But today I am calling because I was on Spotify and I saw the news about Brandon, Nebraska Raider. And then I heard this morning while I was at the gym the phone call from his mom. So this is a shout-out. I know you're going to recover, Brandon. We're all praying for you. Keep it up, brother. Just work on getting yourself better. And may God's healing light shine down upon you. And when you hear this message, call into the podcast and let us know how you're doing and what you think about something like our head coach, right? Because at some point, we're going to be talking football again, Brandon, after you're on your way to recovery. So all the prayers with you, my brother. Take care.
Well, we all know by now, Brandon did not make it through that hard time. But he is in a better place. And I hate to say it's not, that, you know, that sounds so like, you know, but it really is true. It's the truth that I hold dear is that he's in a peaceful place and that his mother finds peace. Brutal, brutal thing. But Raider Damien, brother, I'm glad to hear your voice. And this comes as no surprise because I know who you are, brother. Appreciate the call. Look forward to a bunch more this year, bro, because we got a lot to talk about. And our next caller, straight out of Pleasanton, California, Raider Colin is in the house. What's up, brother?
Raiders! What's happening, Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Prez? This is Raider Colin in Pleasanton. Hope you guys are doing great. I just listened to the last show, and excellent as always, man. Love you guys' product. Great stuff. Love hearing from the other callers. I'm really grateful for you guys for the research you do, the clips you guys get from different sources. You know, all that stuff is really great. First and foremost, you know, my wishing strength and healing to Nebraska Raider. man, we look forward to hearing you back here. Certainly hope that happens. Much love. Well, I always joke with my friends, the best part of being a Raider fan is the off season because we have hope. You know, it's a shout out for Obi-Wan Raider because this is like Star Wars, a new hope. it's like every off season is a new hope. I agree with Raider Greg, number one on the Fernando Mendoza pick. I think, you know, I think the kid's great and, you know, let's go for it. We need that quarterback, right? For the coach, I guess is to me the biggest thing going. You know, I think whether it's offensive or defensive, I think it's less about that. I guess I would agree with Greg and lean offensive, although I think you definitely have to have a great defense to win a Super Bowl. You saw the Eagles, you know, beat the shit out of Mahomes last year. I love seeing that. But, you know, that was Vic Fangio, defensive coordinator, right? Their head coach. I think Nick Sirianni's more of an offensive guy. But so it seems like it's more offensive head coaches and strong defensive coordinators. But I think we definitely need to lock in that defensive coordinator. We do an upgrade from Patrick Graham. The main thing for the coach, just, in my opinion, is not offensive defense, though. It's just their leadership. And I thought about Rich Bisaccia and how he did when he was interim and we were winning. Because he was a leader, and the guys want to play for him. He could bring out the best in the guys, and that's what we need, right, is that leadership above all. So that's number one. So hope we get it right. Wish that Spytek and whoever else making the decision gets it right, and that's all we can hope for, right? All right, folks. Appreciate you all. Keep it going. Love you. Peace.
I think you're going to start seeing it happen, man, especially because we're starting to get some static from non-Raider fans about, you guys, that's a terrible choice. I just love it, man. I love it. Don't listen to those hammerheads, but I love the fact that they're worried because that's how you can tell. And we're going to make some noise, bro. Trust me, we are gonna with Mendoza and Kubiak. And that system he's going to bring, it's going to be refreshing for real. So I look forward to a lot more phone calls from you and all the other Raider Nation. And thanks for digging up the Obi-Wan Raider. Miss that guy too. Love the call, brother. Thank you. And our next caller is the Desert Raider. Raider Sid, that is. What's up, brother?
What up, Raider Randy? Raider Greg, the Prez. This is Raider Sid, the Desert Raider. What's up, Raider Nation? All right, so apparently Kubiak's supposed to be our coach, but you know what? He hasn't signed on the dotted line, so I'm not even going to get my hopes up until that happens. Because how many times are we wishing for something and we're hoping for something, and it's about to happen, and then it doesn't. That's what happens to the Raiders. So 95% chance, 99% chance he's going to sign with us, but I'm not going to buy into that until he actually signs. And then we have the draft. You know what? We got to go with Mendoza. I don't give a shit. We need that quarterback. He kicks ass. He's a good kid. He can play. You know what? All these people say, he's not even a third-round pick. Bullshit. He's the best fucking QB out there. He's the best player out there. First round overall, Fernando Mendoza. Let's go. So everybody in Raider Nation, hope you win some money on the Super Bowl. Broncos can kiss my ass. Fucking assholes. All right, Raider Nation, this is Raider Sid, the Desert Raider. I'm out.
Yeah, we all feel the same way about signing on the dotted line, and we've heard it before, and yes, we've all mucked it up. That's for sure. The Raiders have a long history of messing something good up. But, man, I just don't think so this time. I don't think the people in place are going to let that happen. I sure hope not. But I understand your feelings. And I think the whole nation does for sure. For good reason. Thanks for the call, brother. Always good. I look forward to more calls from you because it's going to happen. And our next caller out of Dallas, Texas, Raider Jesse James is in the house. What's up, brother?
What's up, Raider Nation? It's your boy, Raider Jesse James. Hey, I don't know if y'all can hear it, but my voice sounds a little bit more with excitement, and I'm sure the nation, hopefully, 99.9% of you guys feel the exact same way. You know, I don't care for the media praise that we're getting right now regarding how selective we were with or interview process and coach selecting, knock on wood that we get who we really want to get, which is Kubiak. But me as a fan, I like that this is a little different. We didn't jump the gun. You know what I mean? We were, the first, I think, if I might be wrong on this one. I think we were the first coach vacancy this year, and we are the last to fill. That tells me we're doing our homework. We did the diligence. We are planning ahead. Mendoza and Kubiak is a special combo. I'm super stoked for that. I haven't been this stoked for that in ages, and I'm just hoping for that Monday after the Super Bowl when we finally get that announcement that it's official. Boom. It's going to be so exciting. It's a great time right now for me, at least, and for you guys. I know you guys are, to be a Raider fan. We deserve it. We are well overdue on this, and I'm just super stoked, man. Hopefully everybody's safe out there. And let's go. Raiders. Raider Jesse James out of Dallas. I am out.
I'm telling you, man, it's going to be an exciting year. A lot of changes in the right direction. I'm feeling real good about this year. And it is a refreshing feeling thinking that we just might not muck this up. And we might get to where we need to go, at least with our offense. Let's see some great offensive play. I like where we're going. I think you got the right idea, brother. We should be excited. There's a lot coming on. Free agency. We're going to be in the middle of all of it, brother. Thank you for the call. It should be excited. And our next caller, can you smell the cheese? I sure can, because it's a Cheesehead Raider. You know him. What's up, brother?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation, this is a Cheesehead Raider calling from Wisconsin, and well, there's a secret out there. Maybe it's not a very good, very well-kept secret that Clint Kubiak, offensive coordinator for the Seattle Seahawks, is going to be the next head coach of the Raiders. So apparently the Raiders and the Cardinals went to go meet with him on a Saturday, I believe it was. And the next day, I think it was, the Cardinals hired the offensive coordinator for the Rams. So it pretty much kind of sealed it there that he was going to be the coach of the Vegas Raiders. Now, I know there's a lot of people in Raider Nation that are all happy about this. They got to get an offensive mind because we're going to get Mendoza. And Raider Greg, I believe you were one of them that said, oh, the NFL is made for offensive-minded people. And yet, the Patriots and the Seahawks have head coaches that are both on the defensive side of the ball. That's right, because defenses win championships. Now, I'm not saying that Kubiak's a bad pick. I mean, we don't know. I mean, how many times have we been excited about a coach coming in, and a couple years later, we can't run them out fast enough. But maybe this is it. Maybe. I know I'm sick and tired of saying maybe, hopefully, because it's been a long time since we have been any good. We will see. Cheesehead Raider, I am out.
You are correct that the both teams in the Super Bowl have defensive head coaches. But look at their offensive coordinators. Even though I can't stand McDonald's. He's a very good offensive coordinator, man. Look what he's done. And look what Kubiak's done. That's why McDaniels won't get another head coaching job. And that's why Kubiak is, because he is a leader of men. And I do believe that the problem these days in the NFL is having an offensive coordinator and a defensive head coach, because those coordinators take off. They go and be head coaches somewhere else. I mean, it's a good thing. It's a good problem for us to have. I'm happy about it. I love the Kubiak offense. I think his dad was amazing, an incredible coach. And just talk to their players. We have a good thing here, man. And I wouldn't even think twice about going on an away game with my wife and being proud to go in there and watch our team compete. Can you imagine? All right, brother, thanks for the call. You know, it's always good. However, there is a rumor, and it's a pretty strong one, that Max Crosby has requested to be traded because he doesn't want to go through another rebuild. Now, I don't know how true that is, but it seems to be scaring a lot of Raider fans, and I'm not hearing a whole lot from the Max's camp, but listen, man, he's been dealing with this for years already. So we'll see what happens. It would be a bummer for us in many ways because he's the face of the franchise. But if he wants to go, bro, power to you, man. You did a great job while you were here. We love watching you play, and you'll always be a Raider no matter what. But, yeah, that's a scary thought, and that's the end of that. Last but never least, Raider Patrick has called in. I'm so glad. From the Mississippi area of our country. I love this call, man. I just shoot you to love this call. What's up, my man?
Hey, afternoon, everyone. Randy asked me to chime in, man. First and foremost, it's been an audacious year to forget about, which, like I said, I wouldn't be calling anymore last season because it wasn't even worth talking about. The upcoming new season, but before I go into all of that, Raider, Randy, and Greg, a shout out to the Nebraska Raiders family, man. We lost him during this time, I guess, in the last month. And I saw the post, and I saw the prayer said something. And listening to him the last couple of years, it was a pleasure. Never got a chance to meet him. Always digged his takes. He'll be missed. Shout out to his family in their time of bereavement, and condolences, and my prayers are still with them going into this new year and going forward. Now, as far as the Raiders go, I was ecstatic about possibility of a first-round pick, of course, like what we need. And then the new quarterback, I watched that kid. I slip-watched Indiana after they beat Notre Dame this past season. So I started watching him, and it was more about him from the neck up and his abilities, as well as they had a damn good team, which the world saw when they conquered and defeated rather than the Hurricanes down there for the championship. So, barring any other setbacks, anything, we should have our coach, and we should try to saddle up this thing for another 10-year run. Suffice to say, we won't be overnight fixed. It won't be we jump to 10-4 in the playoffs next season. Probably won't be the same way this season after that. I'll be 56 going this year. And I could honestly say I feel safe in saying that the Raiders won't achieve a winning season till I'm probably 58 or 59. So let's just go ahead and say that. Now, I'm not going to be overhyped and over-anticipating and, oh, my God, the Raiders are finna make this hellified turnaround. We have too much to do. We not only need a quarterback, we need to insulate the kid now. Once he comes in this building, insulate him with a top-notch, best offensive line that money can buy. To shit on there. Even if it means saying goodbye to Colton, he's on his last legs. You got to understand that Colton was there. He was the first pick of Chucky, his first time coming back. And he's a big man. He's beat up. He's banged up. Don't know how much more of a run he's got. And it's going to take another kind of offensive line to check and protect this kid. So new ones, old ones, we need a whole new center guard combo, another left tackle, another right tackle. Jit is the truth. I hope that teams are looking at him now. Defensive coordinators are looking at him, and their secondary coaches are telling them, if this kid gets behind them linebackers, please watch how you run up on him, because he is real. He's going to be fine. No innate amount of expectations outside the draft and a new game plan, new playbooks, new schemes, all this coming in will not be listening to any Raider reporter harboring and slobbing all over the team like they did with this last regime with Pete Carroll and Chip Kelly and all those coming in. It's going to be, the offense is going to be special and all. I don't give a rat's ass about what they're talking about. I'm not going to be buying into the rhetoric. I'm not going to be reading all the clicks and all of whatever, how we're progressing through our camp. I'm simply going to sit back and watch it because I already know and have an honest-to-goodness feeling about what's ahead of this team. Still a lot of work, still a lot of change, still a lot of uncertainty. So with that being said, glad to be back on the air. You guys take it easy, stay safe. Once again, my condolences. Rest in power, Nebraska Raider. You guys be good. Stay safe and have a good, productive week, whatever the fuck that means. Peace and go Raiders.
And there you go. A refreshing take on you're not going to get all worked up. You're not going to listen to a bunch of, you know, Raider heads spewing a bunch of garbage out. Because that's not me. You already know that. But you do see the possibilities. I can hear it in your voice. And, you know, you talk about maybe before you get 58, we might be there, I think. And that's just from me looking at the situation total. I haven't seen nothing added. We got no line. We got a lot of things we got to add, including a fullback. But I think we got the coach. And I think we got to have the quarterback. And this play caller, man. I mean, just look at the Super Bowl. Look at this whole offense all year long, if you can. And look at how it moves. And look at how it opens up places that, you know, that usually aren't open. That's the offensive coordinator we're going to get, the head coach. But we're going to have to get a defense. You know, you're right. We got a lot of work, man. Players and coaches. But we can just hope for a good defensive coach. Because like I said, we used to smell like vinegar. But man, the Raiders are starting to smell like honey. A little sweet. And I think that's going to attract a lot of bees. And I hope it does. Because we need it to make the turn we're going to need to get to the playoffs. And you heard me right. Love the call, man. Patrick, keep on coming. Calling. That's big Patrick to the rest of you guys. Appreciate it all the time, man. Your honesty is refreshing as your heart. Appreciate it. All right, Raider Nation. That's going to do it for this edition of the Raider Nation podcast. For this show, we are going to be, our ears are going to be everywhere. We're going to be looking at everything that's going on, and we're going to pop up from time to time when you're least expect it, because guess what? There is a light at the end of the tunnel, and it ain't a train. And I love to hear that. I love to know it. I love to feel it, and you guys are going to see it. And a couple things I want to say at the end of the show here is one thing is Tim Brown has been missing, really. Mr. Raider, the guy, you know, he's such a good man and a good guy and a wise guy. And I mean a man full of wisdom. I miss Tim Brown around the facility, but I think now the buffoonery is over. I think we're going to see a lot more of him coming back to the fold. And I want to, because I think the Raider Nation deserves to see Tim Brown along with the team. He could bring the wisdom. That and other fans. Okay, here's another thing. Been thinking about this because it's going to happen quick. As soon as we start to win, you're going to see people that you've never seen with outfits you've never seen. I told my son this because it's funny. There's going to be all kinds of new Raider fans out there. Embrace, man. Embrace them, even if they've been a fan for 10 minutes. Because it's over. You know, once they get it, it's on. A lot of guys are going to come back because nobody's really left, okay? Nobody really has. Everyone's been kind of bummed out. But when the Raider Nation starts to roll and the hate from the opposing teams and the fans grows heavy, we will be back, and it will be wonderful, and it'll be like old times when we roll into a house and they're going, oh gosh, here they come. I just love it. And that's coming, folks. It's coming sooner than later. I love all you guys more than you know. And so does Randy. I'm going to speak for him, too. I'm Raider Nation. I am Raider Greg. And I am out.